They've been approached by quite a number of people who have said their bank accounts have been frozen. They can't get paid. In turn, we've contacted again the Department of Home Affairs, who have assured us that they are in discussions with the South African Banking Association over that issue. They said the Banking Association is now in discussion with individual banks to ensure that in all bank accounts that have been frozen are reactivated, and none of the DZP holder bank accounts should have their accounts closed until the new permits are issued.
Do you think that the Bankers Association in South Africa will actually agree to some of these suggestions that will come from maybe the Minister of Home Affairs and your organization?
We don't see any challenges because it is Home Affairs Department that issues these permits, it's government. So if government says we now have a situation where we delayed in terms of renewing these permits, now people can't access their salaries. Because what you might have, these people might end up approaching the courts to say, we were told in August by the minister that we launched our appeals. We have made these appeals, and it is the Department of Home Affairs that is delaying in issuing out these permits. So if Department of Home Affairs issues these permits, people will be able to sort out the accounts. Now, if there is delay in the issuing of permits, it is the duty of Home Affairs to convince the banks to ensure that no one's account is frozen.